From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Brazilian senators have voted 61-20 to remove President Dilma Rousseff from office. The senators found the suspended president guilty of breaking budget laws. Rousseff will be permanently replaced by acting President Michel Temer. Rousseff was accused of illegally using money from state banks to cover deficits in the federal budget. She is alleged to have used the phony deficit figures to gain support during her successful re-election bid in 2014. Rousseff denies any wrongdoing in the matter. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry urged India Wednesday to take greater responsibility on the global stage in partnership with the United States. Kerry spoke at the Indian Institute of Technology.
Both know the pain of terrorism, and to avoid repeating the tragedies that we've seen, our intelligence agencies now exchange information constantly. Our security personnel are learning from one another.
The top U.S. diplomat said further cooperation between the world's two largest democracies is essential for confronting global challenges. Russia's defense ministry says Russian warplanes killed up to 40 Islamic State militants during a raid near Aleppo province on Tuesday. It says IS spokesman and chief strategist Abu Muhammad al-Adnani was among the dead. A senior U.S. defense official says the Russian claim is untrue, calling it an attempt at disinformation. Turkey says it will not stop its military offensive in northern Syria until all threats are removed. Earlier Wednesday, Iran called for a quick end to Turkey's military offensive, saying the continued presence of Turkish forces will only escalate the conflict there. This is VOA News. Gabon's Electoral Commission has announced that President Ali Bongo has won re-election. The official results, yet to be formally announced, show Mr. Bongo winning 49.8% of the votes, with Jean Ping gaining 48.2%. Mr. Bongo's opponents are already denouncing the results as fraudulent. Protests broke out in the capital city, Libreville, as some members of the Electoral Commission resigned on Wednesday. The commander of U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan, General John Nicholson, says more than 900 Afghan security personnel have been killed battling Taliban insurgents this past July. According to U.S. military estimates, Afghan forces suffered around 20,000 casualties, including nearly 5,000 dead during last year's fighting. Republican presidential contender Donald Trump arrived today in Mexico to meet with President Enrique Peña Nieto. The meeting comes just hours before he flies back to the United States to give a speech on his immigration proposals. Trump won millions of Republican supporters with his call to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexican border to thwart illegal migration. Trump announced his visit to Mexico City just days after the Mexican leader extended an invitation to both Trump and his Democratic opponent, Hillary Clinton. For her part, Clinton was not impressed by Trump's visit.
And it certainly takes more than trying to make up for a year of insults and insinuations by dropping in on our neighbors for a few hours and then flying home again. That is not how it works.
Mr. Peña Nieto stirred up a storm of protest in his own country with the meeting with Trump, who is widely reviled in Mexico. U.S. Senators John McCain and Marco Rubio cleared their first hurdles on the way to being elected to new terms by winning the Republican primaries in their respective states on Tuesday. The 80-year-old McCain is trying to earn a sixth term representing the southwestern state of Arizona. He beat a Tea Party activist in the primary and moves on to face Democratic Representative Ann Kilpatrick in the November general election. Rubio, who tried and failed this year to gain the Republican presidential nomination, will face Democratic Congressman Patrick Murphy in the fall campaign.
But I just couldn't be at peace with the idea that we were going to not just potentially lose a Senate seat, but lose the balance of power in the Senate at this critical moment in our nation's history.
Also in Florida, Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz won her primary a month after resigning as chairwoman of the Democratic National Committee. Taking a brief look at market activities on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes are down. In Europe, markets closed down on Wednesday. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.